Hi everyone. My name is Rahul Gupta here. I'm a PM manager in Microsoft. Today I'm going to walk you through how you can create your ITSM connection with OMS solutions. OMS has come up with a new solution called as OMS ITSM connector. This is a very unique bidirectional solution where from OMS you can connect to your preferred ITSM, which could be IT Service Manager of System Center, ServiceNow, ProVant and Cherwell. And when I say bidirectional, from OMS you can create incident or alert or event in your preferred ITSM, but also it is also importing the data from your ITSM back into OMS as well, which is like incident and change request from your ITSM into OMS, and that data is used for basically doing a complement to different OMS solutions like ServiceMap and others. So let me give a demo in terms of how this whole solution can be set up and how you can use in your OMS environment. So in the OMS gallery, if you go here into the OMS gallery, you will see a new solution. Let's go into the details here. You will see a new solution called as ITSM connector. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to own the solution. When I go, I do an add, and within a second, you will see that getting added into my OMS tiles. Okay, let's get started here. Let me go to my home page again. I'll just refresh this page. Usually it'll come through in the tiles. So once I refresh, you will see it in my screen. Now we will create a connection with System Center Service Manager along with OMS. Now for doing that, basically first you click on the connected sources. Get into the connected sources here, connect to the ITSM and create a new connection. And once you select Service Manager, you will see a new documentation. Now, before I go to a documentation, I want to like show you how this whole connection needs to be created, because Service Manager today is totally an on-premises solution. Now, on the other side, OMS is a cloud-based offering. So to complete this experience, we need to create a web app. Okay, so if you look here, we have published a GitHub, a web app on the GitHub, which you need to download and install and in your Azure subscription. Now, this Azure web app, what it will do is it will create a connection, it will create a hybrid connection with your Service Manager and expose the Service Manager APIs as REST APIs, which can in turn talk to OMS using the Azure AD connection. Now, this whole thing process looks pretty complicated. So what we have done is there are like, if you look into the steps, so what we do is basically you have to deploy the service management on Cloud Web App from GitHub on Azure. You need to set the web app properties on Azure and register this as with Azure AD. All this process is something which we have provided the script which can automatically do this thing. And only thing manually which you need to do is create a hybrid connection. And once that hybrid connection is created, you will be able to connect to the OMS. And let me show this step by step and also show you where the script is and execute everything for you. So let's get started on that front. So if I go to the documentation here, let's go to the documentation. Now I'm going into the Service Manager documentation. You will see that there is a web app deployed and configuration section. So I click on this. Now, once I click on it, basically it will tell you or talk about the automated script, which I talked about. So once you get into that details, you will see the whole script coming in front of you. Okay. And the same script is now there on my partial screen. So what I have done is basically the same screen. The first is I have added my Azure subscription name into this. I've added my resource group on which I want this to be executed. I've chosen the location. Now, this is my machine name, the Service Manager machine name. This is the domain in which it is running, the username against which this machine needs to be connected, and the password. And the website, the web app name. So let's call it as, let's rename it to like demo OMS SCSM connection. And these are the only things you need to put in place and then execute the script. Now I'm executing the script in front of you. I'll say yes. And you will see the moment I execute it, it'll ask me for my Azure account. So I'm going to put my Azure account here under which this script will be deployed. So I'm putting my Azure account details. It'll ask for validations, and once it is done, it will start doing a deployment. So it is like now running the script. It is doing the requirement check. It will do all the validation, and it usually takes around couple of minutes, basically 2 to 3 minutes for getting the whole process in place. Now you will see the web app is pretty much deployed. It is configuring the web app, and it at the end of the script it will give me the deployed web app location, a client ID and client secret. So you can see now the app details has come into the picture. So we gave the name as demo OMS SCSM connection. It has appended some string to it so that it has a unique value. And what I'm doing is I'm going to copy this information into a notepad so that this will be used for creating a connection. Okay, so what we have done so far here is we have created a web app, deployed that connection. Now, only thing what we need to do, and AD connection has been created. Now, what we need to do is we need to manually create a hybrid connection. Okay, so let's go to this web app and see how this app is looking into my Azure connection. So let me go to my Azure connection here. And I'm on my Azure connection. Let me search with this name whether we have a web app got created or not. I'm just selecting it, and you can see that the web app under the subscription of OMS Service Desk and the ITSM, which is the name which I gave, got created. So I click on this, I get to the details of this web app and see whether the service manager machine details have got added into the application settings or not. So if I click on it, you will start seeing that information coming here. You can see the domain, the machine name, all the information you put in the script has started getting populated here. Now the Azure AD connection and the web app is already set. So only thing which you need to do manual creation you need to create a hybrid connection. So it is, for that you need to click on networking. So in the networking you can create a hybrid connection. So you can create a new one or create an existing one. I'm going to use an existing one for the demo purpose. What you can do is you can go through the KB article which is published on the MSDN to start using how to create the a new connection. Okay, so what I do is I create it. I say that I want to use a hybrid connection. Now, the moment I do that, I have a bunch of it already got created. So what I'll do is I'll use an existing one and say add to the, you want to add the hybrid connection. The moment I say add, it is the same machine on which I'm connecting. You will see that got added as well. So what I need to do is now I need to just close this experience and validate whether everything is working end to end or not. So I go to the overview. I click on the website again. So this is a web app website. Now, once you see this website getting open, you can see a place where you can test whether the connection with this hybrid connection and everything is set properly or not. So now what I'll do is I'll go back to my notepad. I will use the connection information and I'll use the client ID and client ID and client secret to see whether this connection is absolutely working properly or not. So I just select this, I put it, and I'll say begin test. Now, what it will do is it will try to validate, it will try to connect to the on-premises service manager to see if the connection end-to-end with hybrid and everything is set properly or not. And once it has been successful, and you can see it's been properly successful, now I can use this connection to connect with my OMS, and which will connect now to service manager. Let's do that now. So I come back here to, let's open my OMS machine, OMS location. So let's create a SCSM demo connection. Okay, now I'm connecting a service manager connection. I have everything set. So I'm going to connect now to my web app. So web app information is there in my notepad. So let me copy that one by one. This is my web app location. And then client ID and client secret. Now you can see why I kept it in notepad, because this information becomes very handy for creating the connection later on. So I'm just copying it, pasting it here, client ID, client secret. Now you can sync the data. If you want to sync the data of incident change request from your service manager back into OMS, you can select this option. And if you want to create a new CIs from OMS into service manager, then you can select this as well. And I can do a save here. And the moment I do a save, it will take a couple of minutes and it will create a connection. Now you will see, you can see the connection getting created here in the middle screen. So now once the connection is created, I will be able to now from OMS create incident in ServiceNow, and also the ServiceNow data will be syncing back into OMS. So let's see those things coming together. Okay. So now I go back to my log search. I'm searching on basic data. You can see the connection got created and it will start syncing the data. But say for example, I'm looking into this log and I want to create an incident. So what I can do is I click on these three dots, create an immediate work item if I want to do that. I'll say demo for SCSM. For SCSM. and this is the affected CI. I can choose my connection and I can create. Now the thing is, interesting thing is, it can allow me to create use templates. Now this template information is coming from my service manager into OMS, so I can use templates, or if I don't want the use templates, I can use the information which are coming as mandatory fields from my incident templates here. So let's choose a template and let's take example. I'm using it, and you can see the custom fields are also coming through, so I can have to fill those custom fields. I'm just giving example .com, and I'm just putting some information and say create. Now the moment I call it as a create, it will take couple of minutes, around 30 to 40 seconds, and it'll create the incident in Service Manager. And you can see the IR2600 got created. So let's see on that machine whether this got created or not. Let me bring that machine here. So I'm here on that machine. Let me click on the refresh. And you can see demo for SCSM got created as well. So let's open the form, and you can see the name and all the information got created in your on-premises SCSM machine. Okay, so this is one way of doing. Now the other way is I can even create an OMS alert which will keep on a schedule. It can keep on running the things and then basically create an alert for you in SCSM. So if I click here, I'd say SCSM OMS alert demo. Okay, and I want it to be running every 5 minutes. And then basically anything more than one, I want to create an ITSM action. So here again, I'm choosing the connection. I'm choosing a template. I can choose something else as well. I can again. Impact and urgency I'm selecting, and here I can save it. Now the moment I save it, it will on every 5 minutes, it will start creating incident in my service manager. So I'm saving it now, and you can see the alerts information getting updated here. So we created this in, yeah, and you can see all the information getting populated. Let's see in service manager how the things are getting, how the things are showcased. Now the incident got created as well here. Now if I go here, it's 2601, which is the SCSM OMS alert demo. This is the name which we created, and with that the incident got created on service manager, and you can see the list of affected CIs getting populated here below. Okay, now the other thing is we have seen the information from OMS going to Service Manager. Now let's see whether Service Manager information is coming to OMS or not. So I go back to the log search screen again. In the OMS side, I click on star. Now if you see, there is something called a service desk underscore CL. This is a place where any connection, all the data from all the incident and an event or alert from different ITSMs are coming together here. So if I click on it, you will see a lot of data getting populated. You can see the SCSM demo connection which we created. It is bringing all the data. Now if I have created multiple connection, I can choose one of it. So I choose my SCSM connection, and I want to specifically see the information about that. Now if I see the IRs, incident details and other information start getting populated for you. The moment we create a connection, you can see very first all the information is getting populated for you here. Okay, so you can see the information here where you can see all the data, like from which connection, what's the incident ID, state, urgency, priority, all the information is getting populated. Now this whole information is shown in our solution as well. So if I go here into the solution, I click on the solution now, I'm getting into the details of the solution. You can see, you will see the data coming together for all the enterprise. Now I can choose, since I have created multiple connections earlier, you will see all the data, but I choose my my service manager connection. Now the moment I choose, you can see the incident data coming through, and you can see all the affected machines information shown here, along with the status of how the connection is fairly doing. If I click on the details further, you can see the details in terms of how the incidents are working upon. Whatever incidents got created, all the information will start populating for you. Okay, So, and if you have any, if you face any issues going forward with this thing, you can start playing around and give your send your feedback to OMS ITSM feedback at Microsoft.com. Thank you very much.